Good morning and welcome to Inside the Huddle. Inside the Huddle edition here on Saturday, December 20th. Just 5 days until Christmas. We thank you for joining us on Inside the Huddle. We're brought to you by Healthy Communities of Clinton County and Winsky Brothers. Sam Wirt joined by Kyle Etherington here in studio. We've got some fun games from last night to recap. A couple of great matchups in the Hoosier Heartland between Carroll and Rossville. And we will start with the girls game where Rossville won 60-49. We're going to be joined by Carroll head coach Brady Wiles. Coach, how are you doing today?
Doing well. Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing well. And, Coach, it was a tough game for you guys. You started out down early in that first quarter. You battled your way back into it in the fourth quarter, but just couldn't get over the hump there at the end. Got it back within 6 or 7 points late in the fourth quarter, but just couldn't ever find a way to tie that game up.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it was a very different game, very interesting game, and you know, I felt if we could get it within two or three or get over the hump, we'd be in a good place, but that never happened. So every time we'd make a run, we'd put them at the foul line. I mean, they shot just short of 40 free throws, and that's not a very good recipe for success.
Yeah, it seemed like in that game that there was fouls called early and often on you guys, but also on the other team. And it seemed like there was just a different way that the referees kind of wanted to manage that game last night. And so both teams kind of had to change their strategies, especially going into the second half. So talk about what you guys talked about at halftime and the message to your team and what strategies you kind of had to change knowing that you had several players in foul trouble.
Yeah, I mean, at halftime we just asked them to look deep in themselves, and, you know, we questioned the effort in the first half. You know, we had a very successful second half against Pequannock-Wall, which in my opinion is maybe the best team that we'll play all year, right before the Rossville game. And we were hoping to build off that second half of Pequannock-Wall and carry that into the game last night. And it, you know, for whatever reason, that just didn't happen. So it was really about effort and intensity. And, you know, we also talked that it's unfortunate that you have to talk about those things in that big of a game. But we are a young team, and you know, it's part of the process, and we talk every day. Our one goal is to, you know, win a sectional championship. So part of doing that is taking a process-based approach, and, you know, last night was a learning experience that I'm confident that we'll learn from and take a step in the right direction.
Coach, a wild and crazy night, that is for sure. When you come into practice the next day or come into practice the next available day and you've got the film ready to go, how much do you focus on the positives of building them up versus the negatives in not tearing them down, rather, but kind of using it as a learning experience? How do you find that balance in terms of what to show and what not to show, especially when one of the things that you're most concerned about is just simply effort?
Yeah. Well, I think the balance is honestly, if we are a little more negative and can show them those negative things, then if we can put this together, there's no reason you can't be playing the third week of the state tournament. So I think that's where the balance is. I think you got to show them the potential. I think you got to show them, hey, you put them to the foul line 40 times last night and you shot 15 for 66 from the field, and it was a 6-point game in the fourth quarter. So to me, that's the perspective I can take. And I hope we're able to, you know, relay that to the girls.
And this is one thing that I always never appreciated as much in my youth as I do now, in my elder years, I should say. We'll just go with that phrase. But there is a huge difference between a game in late December right around finals time versus the state tournament. Kind of talk about that mindset, not just the physical, but also the mental, because whether we like it or not, the final exam time of year can definitely be a kind of a mental strain on a lot of kids. Even some of the best students seem to be panicking when it comes to certain final exams or certain projects getting finished up, even if it's a open and shut project like what I had to deal with even in college, because I would spend hours just stressing about it as opposed to just getting the assignment done. Kind of talk about how that could possibly affect any type of player, not just specifically your team.
Yeah, I definitely think that those are factors that can come into play. With that being said, I mean, I think anyone in the area knows that last night was, you know, one of the biggest games of the regular season for both programs, and truthfully, one of the bigger games in the area for anybody in the area. So, I mean, everyone knew that last night the winner probably comes out as the conference champion. So I definitely see those factors, but ultimately, as big as a game as that was, you know, you've got to put that aside and move forward. But like I said, it's a part of the learning process, and, you know, you talk about games in February, and that's one thing that we're pretty consistent with. We'll be ready come February, and it's always an exciting time, and we'll be building up. We do a very, like I said earlier, a very process-based situation, and we'll be ready to go come February.
And I think back to last year's matchup, and it was eerily similar, not necessarily the foul situation, but both teams just struggled to shoot in that last year's matchup. And then you guys lost in that regular season game, but then were able to come back and beat Rossville in the sectional championship game. And I think that says something about your guys' process and the way that you're able to improve across the course of the season. So now you've dropped a couple of games in a row. You have a chance to reset before Christmas with your holiday tournament, and then you have a couple of weeks off to really reset and take a mid-season review before you hit the final couple months of the year. So what are you looking forward to with your holiday tournament, and ways that you can kind of wash the last two games out and get back to some momentum before the break?
Yeah. I think the biggest thing is the fact that we play Monday. I mean, when you take a sting like last night, you know, the biggest thing is we can come back Monday. The bad thing is obviously there's not any time to practice and fix things. The good thing is you just flush it and you have another competition very quickly. So that's the good news. The bad news is we play University that is a very good team, and you know, a lot of people tournaments they pick and choose the bad teams to play, and you know, we chose to play a very good team that is going to challenge us the first game. So so it's exciting. We're looking forward to it, and you know, referencing the game last year and the things last year, you know, kind of like last year, we did some things the first game that we won't do in the second game, and vice versa. So, like I said, I'm hopeful for a rematch in the sectional. I'm excited about that, and I think it would be good for everybody involved. It'll be an exciting atmosphere. So, I'm sure we'll throw some things at them next time and see what sticks.
One player that I felt did show a lot of effort last night and played really well off the bench for you guys was Briley Springer. Came in and hit several three-pointers and was also playing some excellent pressure defense that was kind of frustrating the Rossville freshman point guard. Talk about what she's brought, kind of as that sixth man off the bench that can give you defense, can give you some threes, can bring some energy off the bench for you guys.
Yeah, I think Briley was definitely the major highlight from last night, and truthfully that carried over from the McConaughey game. She had the same effort against the Maven girl, which is a senior from Occoquan, that's a very good point guard, physical point guard. And, you know, it was impressive to see on Tuesday, and then, like I said, it was impressive last night. So that's what we have to have. But with Springer, you have a sophomore guard that's a little bit undersized but plays harder than maybe anybody on the floor. And the big thing with her is consistency. And ultimately, we probably need to reward that more than we do. But, you know, you look at minute totals, I think she's right there, maybe leading the category on the team with minutes played last night. So I envision that maybe even increasing going forward, because that's what we have to have. And like I said, she does that every day. It's 6 days a week, practice, games. In the off season, we have a 15,000 shot club. She did that in the off season, and like I said, that's what it takes to be where we want to be.
After games like that, I often remember my coach would call out some of the leaders on the team to talk to the team themselves and really hold each other accountable. Who are those girls that you go to as, okay, you're a leader on this team, and I need you to kind of step up and hold your teammates accountable? Who is that message being sent to?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have three upperclassmen that were voted captains on the team. You know, Jillian, Olivia, and Eliza. Some do it with actions, some do it with words, some do it with both. And, you know, that's what it's going to take is leadership from within. And that was kind of the message we delivered last night, was if coaches are the ones that's having to vocalize that we have to bring energy and effort, it's usually not a good recipe for success. So, you know, the good thing is there were some talks in the locker room after the coaches left, and I'm confident in the girls, and I think they'll get it done.
Well, holiday tournament coming up next week, starting on Monday against University, and then you guys have a couple weeks off before you get into another big rivalry game against Delphi on January 9th, and Hoosierland TV is excited to cover that game as well. So after the holiday tournament, you get this two-week break. What is the plan? Give the girls some time off and then get back in the gym?
Yeah, for sure. We scheduled a Thanksgiving tournament this year. Unfortunately, that was canceled due to snow. But Christmas, right after Christmas, is really our only break. Everyone knows basketball is a pretty long season when it comes to high school sports as far as length of the season. So every year we take a good chunk off. We take a full, I think it's 9 days off as a program. And I think it's a good reset and kind of treat it as two different seasons, honestly. So we're excited about that. You know, holiday tournament, obviously Lewis Cass comes in as probably the heavy favorite, but other than that, I think there's seven other teams that are pretty comparable and, you know, can provide good competition. So it's an exciting time of year, and, you know, we just got to keep taking a step in the right direction, and we should have good results.
Carroll girls basketball coach Brady Wiles. Coach, we appreciate you joining us on Inside the Huddle.
Thank you, and obviously congrats to Coach Tessinger. Big win last night. That was a fun environment for both teams, so congrats to Coach Tess.
Was indeed. Thanks, Coach. That'll do it for quarter number one of Inside the Huddle. We'll be right back with quarter number two, where we'll recap a big win for the Carroll Cougar boys over the Rossville Hornets. That's coming up, quarter number two on Inside the Huddle.
At Healthy Communities of Clinton County, we are dedicated to reducing the risk factors that lead to chronic disease. At Healthy Communities, we offer general health programs like insurance navigation, healthy eating, physical activity, and tobacco and vaping cessation. We help pregnant women to ensure healthy birth outcomes. We have a variety of recovery services at our Trinity Hope Center, including peer recovery coaching, support groups, and pro-social activities. To learn more on how we can help you make the healthy choice the easy choice, call 765-659-6063 or visit healthyclintoncounty.org.
You know, at Winsky Brothers, we don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take our customers seriously. Whether you're hauling scrap metal, shopping for new or used steel, or need one of our roll-off waste containers, we're here to help. Sure, we're kind of famous for that giant 70-foot truck scale, but what really matters is you. our community. I'm Jim Byers, and we're grateful for your trust, your business, and even your jokes when you stop by. From all of us at Winsky Brothers, thank you. Find us at 751 West Washington Street or online at winskybrothers.com.
Back now on Inside the Huddle, Kyle Etherington and Sam Wart joining you in studio on this December 20th, 2025, a mere 5 days away from Christmas. And Sam, I have to ask you, you got all your Christmas shopping done?
I think I've got it all done.
Yeah?
You know, took a chunk out of my paycheck this week, but you know, it's all right.
That's what credit cards were made for, right?
Exactly. Time now to recap a great game from last night between the Carroll Cougars and the Rossville Hornets. We've got Rossville coach Corey Dunn on the line. Coach, your team suffered their first loss of the season. It was a game that you guys held a lead in for much of the second half, but Carroll just continued to fight. What did you see in that game last night?
It was a great environment. Like you guys were saying there in the last episode, Carroll outplayed us. I mean, they wanted it more. They were tougher than us last night. I felt like it was a team that has the ability. It played with nothing to lose, and I think our guys were caught with holding the bag, I guess you might say. Maybe the best way to put it.
56-55, the final score. Aiden Duff for Carroll hits the go-ahead shot late there in the fourth quarter. And you guys, it seemed like Braden Tilihan really struggled to get going from the get-go. And he was able to work his way into the scoring column, getting buckets in a couple of different ways. But on a night where your best player is struggling a little bit from the field, you had to have some other guys step up. Aiden Schomburg did a great job of that, but ultimately, you needed a couple of other guys to make some shots here and there, and you just couldn't do that. What did you see from the rest of the guys collectively?
For the most part, not much production. Like I said, they outplayed us. This is a tough one for me to swallow, especially with what I expect out of our team. Credit to Carroll, credit to Coach Dustinger. They had their guys ready, but we did not produce. Right now, we've been kind of lucky at times so far this season. I mean, we blew some people out. Braden Tilihan went off a couple times. But we have to have more production. We've got too many veteran players that we're not getting production out of.
What did you see as the biggest difference from that second quarter to that second half? Because you guys were able to go on a run, went on a 9-0 spurt to start the second quarter, and took your lead. And I think a lot of people thought, okay, this is where Rossville kind of takes control and runs away with this game. What was the difference going into half number two?
I think they were able to control the pace a little bit better in the second half. And that was one of our keys, was to control the pace. We wanted to play at our pace. I thought they did a great job of settling it down when they needed to. We weren't able to speed them up when we wanted to. That, you know, comes back to, I think their two senior guards did a nice job of helping control that. And then ultimately, we shot terrible. I mean, you can't win ball games and you're going to go 22% from behind the arc and 45% from the field. They stepped up. They shot, you know, 55% from three. And I think they only missed one in the second half. So, close ball game, you're not gonna win too many times with production like that.
And coach, also, your team, your coaching staff is probably one of the most prepared, if not the most prepared, staffs I've ever been around in all my time of just being around Indiana basketball. How different is being prepared to play a team based off of the film versus watching them in person? Because the films of some teams I've watched do not translate well into seeing them up close and personal. Kind of talk about that, because in a lot of the tales of the tape, a lot of times a player seems to hit that turbo button in person as opposed to on film when you're scouting them.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. The nice thing is for us, like with this game, pretty much every one of our players that won knows their personnel really well. They wouldn't even need to see the tape. But there is some truth in that, and probably was more so evident last week in our Frontier game. You know, on film, their physicality didn't show up quite as much, and I think that caught some of our guys off guard. You know, Aiden Duff is a heck of a player. He's one. He's a great kid. He does it the right way. He plays hard. I'll be glad when I don't have to coach against him anymore.
He's a lot taller in person than he is on film. I had no clue he was that tall.
Yeah, he's a tall, lanky kid. And honestly, you know, he had 22 points. We did a solid job of holding him down. He got that wide. Like I said, there's a lot of things I say that I won't say on the radio, like what we did wrong. But he got a wide open three late in the game, which was huge for them. And up until that point, I thought we had done a nice job on him of limiting his ability to get to the rim. He's one of those kids, he's going to get there. You just got to be able to limit it. And we covered him up on the outside, done a pretty solid job on keeping him away from the rim for the most part. And then we left him wide open.
And I thought their aggressiveness was definitely on full display in that fourth quarter as well. But, and that being said, tonight got another big one going to Lafayette Central Catholic. A non-conference game, but an important game just because you're going into the Knights territory and not just for the players, but also for you, because that was a team that you knew very well when you were in high school, going to school at Tri-Central. So kind of talk about the specialness of the Lafayette Central Catholic rivalry and kind of how it's changed over the years, because I think it's kind of evolved compared to 25 years ago.
Yeah, it definitely has. Coach Barrett, he does a great job. His father before, Dave, he did a great job as well. And they have a brand of basketball I try to get my guys to buy into as well. You know, they don't care what you're going to do. They're going to do what they want. They're going to go where they want on the floor. They play strong. They play physical. They take things away. So the coaching staffs over there have always done a great job. But the rivalry, it really goes back. These kids now, they don't remember it. They were, maybe in kindergarten or younger when Catholic moved out of the Hoosier Heartland Conference. But that rivalry goes back a long way, and especially for Rossville. Like I said, I was playing in those days at Tri-Central, but we all knew each other. Catholic and Rossville were usually in the same sectional. Catholic was winning those state titles there early on in class basketball. And it's always a tough place to play. It's one of the measuring sticks you always use.
And I got to think that this is kind of nice to have schedule-wise to kind of flush a game like last night where you didn't play your best and you come out on the losing end for the first time this year, but you get right back into the gym and have another opportunity before a long break and Christmas break before you hit your holiday tournament coming up at the end of December. Nice to get back into the gym and have another opportunity.
Yeah, you know, for boys basketball, especially here at Rossville, sometimes it can be tough through the week. You know, four straight practices in a row before you get to play a game, but then come weekend time, it's bang, bang. And you play poorly on a Friday night, you got a chance to turn right around and prove yourself again, quick. For a coach, sometimes that's tough. There's a million things I'd like to do in practice today, getting ready for a game like that. But you don't really have that kind of time. You got to focus on some of the finer details and preparation. But yeah, we have an opportunity to turn it back around. You know, last night was one we needed to get as a conference opponent, rival opponent. you play well. You have 10 turnovers in a game and you shoot poor and hold a team to 56 and when you're averaging 70, it's tough.
Yeah, you talked about it, the conference game, it's a rivalry game, and this is big for conference play. So what does this change going for? It doesn't really change a lot going forward in terms of how you attack conference play, but it does open up the conference quite a bit as Carroll picks up a big win in conference play, and you've got some really good teams in conference in Sheridan and a team like Taylor who's always tough. So what is you look at moving forward in the Hoosier Heartland Conference?
As far as the conference goes, we just got to focus on the next game. And that means tonight's game, but then looking, you know, when we get done with this, I think we'll have back-to-back nights with conference games. We got to focus on each one at a time. And it's against probably two of the tougher opponents in our league on the same weekend. So, yeah, it's one game at a time. And you got to make sure you're playing the right way, because you lose more than one, you're definitely probably not going to have a shot at it.
And I know that was a big goal for you guys coming in to this year to win the conference, and you'll have an opportunity to get back to conference play at the beginning of January. You mentioned it against Taylor and Sheridan, both away games for you guys coming up that first full week of January. One thing that we were talking about last night during our broadcast is the tough decision for coaches at the end of the games when it's a one-score game and you need to draw up a play for a final shot. In a night where you have your best player in Braden Tilihan struggling to shoot from the field, you have another player in Aiden Schomburg who's shooting really well. What is that process like deciding, okay, this is who I'm going to draw the play up for? Obviously, there's options on every play. But what was the talk last night in the huddle late in those timeouts?
We were going to try to get a shot for Braden. He elevates and can get a shot off better than most anybody on the court in a given night. So in a situation where you have to have a shot, and we were to the point where we pretty much had to have a three, we were going to go with him first, but we had enough time for other options. Aiden was an option, but we really did feel like they were probably going to foul us, and you know, that's what they did. I made some mistakes. I should have been screaming timeout. That, I'll be honest, that inbounds pass kind of really, really, really surprised me. I couldn't believe they threw it right to Schomburg at half court. So I made some mistakes as well. I take ownership in that. There at the end of the game, I still think you have to go to you know, your guy unless you're using him as a decoy for something. But when you need a shot like we needed, you know, he's still the guy you got to go to.
And then right at the end with 0.5 seconds left, we saw Brody Skinner catch it right underneath the basket, and you think maybe if he had a half a second more to be able to put up a shot, you guys were right there in that game. But, Coach, we appreciate you joining us on Inside the Huddle. Good luck tonight in your matchup against Lafayette Central Catholic. Good luck in your holiday tournament. We look forward to having you back on again soon and covering some more Rossville basketball games.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Dan. Thanks, Kyle. Appreciate it.
That's Rossville boys basketball coach Corey Dunn. That'll do it for quarter number two of Inside the Huddle. We'll be back on quarter number three in just a bit. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, brought to you by Healthy Communities and Winsky Brothers.
Santa's making an extra stop this year right here at Winsky Brothers. When you've got a 70-foot truck scale, it's big enough for the big guy to land his sleigh and apparently unload a suspicious amount of elf scrap. I'm Jim Byers from Winsky Brothers, your headquarters for scrap metal processing, new and used steel sales, and roll-off waste removal. So bring your scrap, stock up on steel, and clean up that holiday clutter. Winsky Brothers, helping holiday projects stay off the naughty list. Visit winskybrothers.com.
At Healthy Communities of Clinton County, we are dedicated to reducing the risk factors that lead to chronic disease. At Healthy Communities, we offer general health programs like insurance navigation, healthy eating, physical activity, and tobacco and vaping cessation. We help pregnant women to ensure healthy birth outcomes. We have a variety of recovery services at our Trinity Hope Center, including peer recovery coaching, support groups, and pro-social activities. To learn more on how we can help you make the healthy choice the easy choice, call 765-659-6063 or visit healthyclintoncounty.org.
Here's the WILO Skywatch weather forecast.
Your Saturday forecast, partly sunny skies with a high of 43. It's going to be windy. We'll have gusts up to 35 miles per hour. Tonight, it's going to be cloudy with a low of 20. Sunday, sunny and a high of 31. Monday, mostly cloudy and a high of 41. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO. Real-time weather radar 24/7 at Boone, Clinton, and Carroll County. DailyNews.com.
Back on Inside the Huddle, quarter number three. Thank you for joining us on Inside the Huddle. Inside the Huddle brought to you by Healthy Communities and Winsky Brothers. And we now turn our attention to some more basketball action from last night in a big win for the Clinton Central Bulldogs over Tri-Central. And we have Clinton Central head coach Don Helmick on the line. Coach, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you?
We are doing well. And, Coach, you guys picked up a big win, your second win this season over Tri-Central, and you guys played really well in that game, winning against Tri-Central. So 41-25 was the final score. What did you see from your team last night?
I've been battling no voice, so bear with me. But we battled through some adversity last night. The Harris girl got sick about halftime and didn't play in the second half. Actually, they took her home at halftime. And then about, 3 minutes into the third quarter, Emily Long, knee goes straight to the floor. I don't think there's really anything wrong, but, pretty deep bruise, and she didn't play the rest of the game. So, we played the third and fourth quarter without two starters, and not only was able to hold the lead, but we increased it a little bit. So we didn't score a lot, but our defense stepped up and kept them down. They scored 13 points in the first half, and then even with our injuries, we still held them to 12 points. So defensively, we were pretty solid last night.
And this is a team that you played earlier in the season against in the Morristown tournament, and you guys won by 5. What was the biggest difference in that game to this game where you guys were able to kind of hold them down defensively?
The biggest difference was the Conrad girl for them. She had 19 in the first game, and she had I think it was 17 in the fourth quarter. And, we focused on her a little bit more. They did have a girl that didn't play last night. I can't remember her name, but number 40, who was capable of hitting a few threes. But we really did a better job on 44, the big girl inside, Creason. She didn't get going like she did in the first game, and that was just due to Addie Mounts and Emily Long playing pretty good defense on her, taking away her left. She's left-handed, so dropping with her right shoulder. We kind of took that away and worked on it for a couple days, and we slowed them down. But the first game, we jumped on them like it was like 12-2, and then they came back in the fourth quarter. This was pretty much a close game. And then we just got a little bit here and a little bit there and a little bit there, and then, extended the lead.
Coach, congratulations again on the win, and much good wishes to your entire team as we go into the holiday break, especially health, wealth, and all things in between. But coming up on Hoosierland TV on the 23rd, you've got a big one going to Prairie. What have you been able to see out of that young group? We saw last night that records oftentimes can be deceiving in seeing Carroll go up against an undefeated Rossville team. So what have you kind of noticed about Clinton Prairie? And not giving away too many things, but especially with a couple of players on the mend and a couple of players still battling illness, what is kind of the strategy going forward in that game next week?
Well, with the way our games have been falling, we had Muncie Central on Tuesday, and they're just a different type of team. And then, with the not quick but somewhat quick turnaround, you had conference games. So we've really just been taking it day by day, game by game. To be honest with you, I have not spent a lot of time on Clinton Prairie other than watching their games to see a common opponent. What I do know from just being around here for, four plus years, you can throw the records out. I know my second year when Davison was a freshman, we absolutely were not supposed to beat him. And, we came out and beat him on basically a last second shot at our place. And on paper, they were probably better than us. But, you can throw the records out and with potentially, one or two starters, maybe limited time, maybe not playing. We don't know. We haven't, I talked to Emily this morning and, she says she's feeling, much better. Haven't been able to get a hold of the Harris girl yet, but, you can throw the records out. They're going to play hard. You get a game on a Tuesday before Christmas. Everybody's on break, and their normal routine is totally messed up. And you just don't know what's going to show up, whether you're healthy or not.
Well, I can definitely attest to the normal routine not being typical, because we're going to broadcast that game the night after a Monday night football game in Indianapolis. So I'm going to be dragging myself that day too, Sam. So, if we need to call in some extra helpers, we definitely will. But talking about getting out of it, your routine, does the break kind of give you an opportunity for a little bit of a reset, not just a physical health, but also a mental health, because you're not having to deal with the daily grind of school, you're not having to deal with the daily grind of that practice being necessarily after school and everything like that? Or is it just a completely different monster? Because I know before your game, I am probably not going to wake up until maybe mid-afternoon, if that, before I head to the gym.
Yeah, I work security at Lucas Oil, so I'll be there to the Monday night game as well.
All right.
As far as
what section are you going to be in? That way I can avoid it, because we get a little rowdy in my bunch, so...
I'm in the East Lowe's 300s to 310 to 320.
Okay, all right. I will avoid there.
right.
Not going to mess with that section, definitely. Go ahead, Coach. I couldn't resist.
I was fine. As far as the routine goes, we just came off of a 2.5 week break. The crazy thing was, everybody got sick at the end of the break. So we thought, well, we didn't really want the break, but we had it. So, it'd be a good thing. And then everybody's healthy until the break's over. This one's a little bit different from the standpoint that we have a 2 week break, but we have games in between. We have a game Tuesday, and then we're in a holiday tournament the day after Christmas. I've actually had the girls come up and ask if they can practice Christmas Eve. So we're going to practice Christmas Eve that morning because we're in a we got a three-game tournament, the 26th and 27th. So we don't have a big break right now as far as, no games. Our big thing is just the practices will be in the morning. And like I said, I think once you get used to that, it's time to go back to school. So it's not you can really get into the routine. Sometimes I think if if it wasn't for the afternoons being, you know, more important and not wanting to really mess up a kid's day, we'd be better just to keep prepping at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
And, Coach, you mentioned that holiday tournament, a Central Indiana holiday tournament right after Christmas will be a great opportunity for your squad to continue playing right after Christmas. But then you mentioned the two-week break before you get back to action January 12th at Lebanon. But now looking at conference play, you guys were able to pick up another conference win against Tri-Central, and you're sitting strong in conference with a lone loss to Carroll and Rossville. Tri-Central and Sheridan, a couple of teams that are really tough in conference play. So as you look at the rest of the schedule and look at conference play, what is your thoughts going into the back half of the season?
Well, what we talked about last night before the game was, you know, if we won last night, you know, our pregame was, hey, if we win tonight, that doesn't guarantee that we're even going to have a shot at conference. But if we lose, we know we're not going to, because we felt like even if Carroll would lose or Rossville would lose, neither one's going to lose two games. I just don't see them losing two games. So, you know, we kind of put our backs against the wall in the Carroll game. But, you know, the good thing for us is Rossville is at the end of our – at the end of our season. So with that said, you know, we're playing each conference game as, hey, this is, you know, one and done. You know, we lose another conference game, we're done. So, you know, at the end of the tunnel, you got Rossville. But before we get there, it may not matter if we have a hiccup along the way. So, you know, in the sense that we control our own destiny as far as conference goes is the way that is. And, you know, and then you look at, 2 years ago, everything we wanted to happen happened. You know, Carroll got beat. We beat Rossville. We win and we're co-conference champs, and then we go in and lay an egg against Sheridan. So, you know, we're just taking it one game at a time. We're feeling good about where we're at right now. Our defense has picked it up. Offensively, we're still struggling a little bit. But when teams try to box in one Carly, then we have other kids that step up, which, you know, has been a good thing so far.
Well, Coach, we really appreciate you joining us on Inside the Huddle. That's Clinton Central Coach Don Helmick. And, Coach, rest up, and we look forward to covering that game on Tuesday.
Yeah, make sure you get with someone Tuesday morning, because if we still have these injuries, I'm not sure there will be a JV game, and that means the start time will be moved up.
All right, we appreciate the information, Coach. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
That's head coach Don Helmick with Clinton Central girls basketball. They pick up the win over Tri-Central 41-25. That will do it for quarter number three of Inside the Huddle. Quarter number four, we'll recap the rest of the week in local area basketball. We'll give our college football picks for today, and we'll sign off. This is quarter number three coming to a close. We'll be right back. Quarter number four on Inside the Huddle.
At Healthy Communities of Clinton County, we are dedicated to reducing the risk factors that lead to chronic disease. At Healthy Communities, we offer general health programs like insurance navigation, healthy eating, physical activity, and tobacco and vaping cessation. We help pregnant women to ensure healthy birth outcomes. We have a variety of recovery services at our Trinity Hope Center, including peer recovery coaching, support groups, and pro-social activities. To learn more on how we can help you make the healthy choice the easy choice, call 765-659-6063 or visit healthyclintoncounty.org.
This holiday season, Winsky Brothers is filled with gratitude for their amazing customers and invites you to visit WinskyBrothers.com for top-notch industrial hauling and waste removal, metal recycling, and new and used steel sales. Winsky Brothers is dedicated to offering their customers the best prices for their scrap material and will continue serving Frankfort and surrounding areas with their incredible customer service. Happy holidays from Winsky Brothers, where your satisfaction is their business.
Back now on Inside the Huddle, Sam Word alongside Kyle Etherington. Let's recap some of the local area games from last night. We will start with girls basketball in the Hoosier Heartland Conference. We've talked with a couple of girls basketball coaches in Clinton Central's Don Helmick. They got the win 41-25 over Tri-Central. And we talked with Carroll coach Brady Wiles as they fell to Rossville 60-49 last night. Sheridan picked up a win over Eastern 54-32. And it was Delphi over Taylor 75-15. And then we move to the boys' side of the Hoosier Heartland Conference. Last night we had a great game between Carroll and Rossville. The Cougars pick up their first win of the year in a big upset over the undefeated Rossville Hornets, 56-55. If you missed that one, I encourage you to go back and watch on HoosierlandTV.com. A great fourth quarter, another classic on Hoosierland TV. Aiden Duff hit the game-winning shot, a big three to take the lead, and they were able to hit some free throws down the stretch to win that one by one. Clinton Prairie with a big win, much-needed win over Frontier, 48-42. I know they had some guys missing last night, so a big win for the Gophers to take down Frontier, a good Frontier squad who hung with Rossville a few nights ago and fell by just three to the Hornets. And I know Clinton Prairie, after the tough loss in double overtime to Delphi, really needed to pick up a win like that. Sheridan over Eastern, 80-47. Taylor took down Delphi 77-66. And Tri-Central and Clinton Central played a close one. Tri-Central won that one 51-47.
I think one thing that we, in our ever-changing world, is we look for control. And when it comes to sports, there are so many different things that we think we can control, whether it be our teams winning, or how we play, or just our mindset. And I think we've seen from the pros to college to high school, it is very difficult to predict what a team is going to do on any given day. Yeah, you got the Vegas odds. Yeah, you've got those overall records. You've got all that information. But I think it's becoming more and more difficult to predict just because the kids know so much more about each other. It's not foreign in terms of needing a scouting report, just because these kids watch not just highlights but game film almost constantly on Huddle whenever they get a free moment. You can see them in study hall if they don't have any homework or anything like that. They're watching game film and things like that. And shoot, I didn't even think there would be a possibility of the Chicago Bears possibly playing in Indiana in the future, but now that's starting to seem even more realistic. So
that would be interesting.
I think in our changing world, I think the concept of control is more and more out of our reach. Maybe it wasn't there to begin with, but at least the appearance of control as well. So like you said, we have an idea of who the favorites are going to be going into postseason play, getting closer and closer, but things just have a tendency to happen, and in many ways, when the gods wish to punish us, they grant us our wishes sometimes, too. So I think the concept of control is something that I've been just kind of thinking about this morning a lot.
There we go. We've got some philosophical Kyle this morning.
I was reading a very wonderful book, Dr. Spock's Baby and Healthcare book, and it really got me thinking the other day. So,
all right. There we go.
No, not really. But
sticking with boys basketball, we shift over to the Monon Athletic Conference, where Frankfort fell to Greencastle last night, 81-44. Crawfordsville over North Montgomery, 52-42. North Putnam beat Cascade, 53-50. Western Boone over Southmont, 73-64. We'll now head over to girls basketball in the Monon Athletic Conference, where last night Frankfort fell to Greencastle, 57-28. Cascade defeated North Putnam, 56-41. North Montgomery over Crawfordsville, 46-40, and Southmont over Western Boone, 58-23. Both Frankfort teams still looking for their first win on the season. We had a chance to catch up early on with Albert Hendricks and just hear his thoughts on the season. And it's a lot of, you know, the fundamentals and rebuilding that program back to where they want to be. And they're close. I can see that, but they still got some ways to go.
Yeah, definitely. And it's not going to happen overnight. It's not like NIL, and it's not like the transfer portal and things with college sports where you could have that, or in the NBA you can have one trade or one off-season signing and then your entire look of your ball club changes. It is definitely a process, and for those that are not there on a daily basis, it can be very difficult to see the improvement from the start of the season to the end of the season, especially if you're just taking a look at the scores. But the overall improvement you can definitely see is there, and I think the overall just concept is there too. So it is a grind, and it is not a lot of fun. And when you're a coach and you're just doing everything you can to just get through the next day, trying to stay as positive as you can be, that is just a battle in and of itself. Because if your leader is, you know, starting to lose faith, then, you know, what does that do for your troops a lot of the time? So they're going to continue to push. They're going to continue to come to work every day, put the hard hat on. And, you know, I see really good things in the future. He has been very successful, not just in terms of wins and losses, but in terms of turning out good quality young gentlemen at the end of the program, from freshman year to when they graduate their senior year.
So we just recap some scores from high school basketball last night. If you missed, we had two great games on Hoosierland TV last night. Go back and watch HoosierlandTV.com. Carroll and Rossville with a couple of great games. Rossville came up on top in the girls' game, 60-49, and Carroll with a big win in the boys' game, 56-55. Time now for our weekly college football picks, and three college football playoff games today after Alabama beat Oklahoma last night, 34-24. Today coming up in a couple of hours at 12 o'clock down in College Station, Texas A&M and Miami. Who's your winner, and how much do they win by in this one?
Well, I got to say that the Aggies are favored by 3.5. It's 77 degrees. I am going to go with the Aggies in College Station. I do not see Miami coming into College Station and defeating A&M. That being said, I would not be shocked to see Miami win that game. Now, my picks are irrelevant because I turn it to Sam to make his pick on this game, because I think you've got a bigger dog in this fight than I do in terms of history and the concept of control as well. So
I have no idea what you're talking about. Miami, Texas A&M. I think we haven't seen the full potential of Marcel Reed for A&M.
Mm-hmm.
We know what we're going to get from Carson Beck. I will take Texas A&M, and I'll take them by 8 in this one.
What is your hope for the score, though? Not what do you think, but what is your hope?
I hope Texas A&M wins by 100.
There you go.
that's what I hope. Moving on to the 3:30 game, a rematch of a regular season game, Ole Miss against Tulane. Ole Miss, the 6th seed, Tulane, the 11th seed. I will take Ole Miss, and I'll take them by 21.
Wow. Okay. I will also take Ole Miss. 64 degrees, 17.5 points. Man, yeah, 21 points sounds about right. Put me down for 17 on that one.
All right, there we go.
I'll go with that. That sounds good.
Oregon, James Madison in the nightcap over in Eugene at Autzen Stadium in Oregon. The Ducks are big favorites in this one. I will take Oregon. Let's see, what is the not sure what the line is in this
20
game.
20.5.
Yeah.
20.5.
I think they cover that by the third quarter. Maybe a garbage time touchdown by a JMU. I will take Oregon in this one by 20.
I am more intrigued by this matchup than I am the other games, more than A&M in Miami. because Oregon apparently is just going to wipe the floor with James Madison. Why am I wasting my time with this game? Why am I even watching this game? And why is James Madison even in this tournament? I'm going to take Oregon, but the experts, the ones that know everything, that get paid millions of dollars to voice their opinions, I don't think they have a clue any better than the average person on the street. I think this could be an interesting game to watch. That being said, I think Oregon is going to beat the point spread. But
Kyle's covering all of his bases today.
But
I think either team can win by an average margin of 1 to 20 points on any given Sunday.
It drives me crazy seeing these people on ESPN a lot of the time just rehashing the same old thing. I had students several years ago. Every day it was the same debate. Who is better than the other, Jordan or LeBron James? And they did this for 2.5 months during study hall. Every day, same different thing, until I finally just threatened to write up anyone that even continued that silly debate. And then I ended it by saying, and by the way, it's Michael Jordan. Stop. So... You know, I think some of those debates, I think they're for show. I think it's for entertainment. I don't think it's really with sports in it. So the same old tired debates, it just seems like it's like Mad Libs. You're just filling in the blanks with each individual debate each and every time. So that being said.
Well, most of these times, these guys are trying to fill 3 hours, and they talk about the same three things for 3 hours straight, just trying to get every single angle. Thankfully, we're not trying to fill 3 hours.
No,
we're trying to fill 15 minutes, and we've done that. So
I don't want to put anybody through that.
That'll do it for this edition of Inside the Huddle. We're going to have a best of Inside the Huddle next Saturday, so not a live show. We'll recap or replay some of the best interviews, best segments from this year on Inside the Huddle, so make sure you tune in for that one. You missed any part of today's show, you can watch on HoosierLandTV.com. It'll be archived for you to go back and watch. You can find us on Spotify at Inside the Huddle and Casper Media. You can also find it on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Click on the Sports tab and scroll down to Inside the Huddle to find all of our episodes from this season. We appreciate you joining us. Make sure you tune in on Tuesday for another girls basketball game of the week as Clinton Prairie takes on Clinton Central in a Hoosier Heartland Conference matchup. Don't miss that one. Stay safe. Have a wonderful Christmas. Merry Christmas here from Inside the Huddle. For Kyle Etherington, I'm Sam Wirt, saying so long, everybody.